Record better audio anywhere with Motive digital microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
Hello, you ready?
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am, of course, Angela Butler. Today's interview is with Ice Water. He's best known for his songs Nubian Mob, Far Away to Go. And we're going to play a little bit of his song.
Hey, what's up? What's that? What you working with? What you twerking with? Get it right, get it right, get it right. What's the trail? For real. You playing trail. The cash for the bill. Straight up, for real. Seems like a lot of news out there is on the deal.
All right, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Yes.
All right, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest is Ice Water. He's best known for the Nubian Mob. Song Far Away, which can be found on YouTube.com. It's Far Away to Go, Nubian Mob, and today's interview is with Ice Water. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing quite all right today. It's a very beautiful day. I'm feeling festive today. I cannot say anything wrong. But how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back on the show, Show Talk with Angela Butler. So what's been happening with you, the man who people know you, which is great confidence and speaks volumes of your personality and of your confidence.
Yes. I'm in politicking with a record company that's over in Germany and in Japan. I'm supposed to be doing something with them this weekend. So I've been definitely busy working a plan on a new cut. It's gonna be different. I know what I'm gonna do as far as how I'm gonna do it because I write so much. So I said I should sit down and utilize that in a way that would be like I'm making mistakes, but I'm not making mistakes. It's going to come out pretty good. But as far as you and a lot of things has been going down, you know, the great one passed. That was crazy. He went to the next plane. You know, a lot of people think he died, but any of you don't die. So he didn't die.
Okay.
He just went to the next plane.
All right.
And that's the same thing with Prince. You know, they just went to another plane. You know, evolution is something that we all got to do. If you don't evolve, you dissolve. So get your stuff together. Besides that, as far as what I hear out there in the music field right now, it's a nice thing, but I would enjoy if people took it to the next level. Because these last few days, I've been doing some studying. As we all know, Maurice Wright from the group Earth, Wind & Fire passed maybe in the fall. And I was just checking the stuff out and why they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Because their music was so tight. I mean, I'm talking about from the singing to the horns to the chords. It was excellent. And a lot of people don't know. If you're going to do sing style, you should study great music, because with great music, they don't have no holes in the vocals or the strumming of the music. And a lot
okay.
of y'all just is doing a vocal, and y'all don't understand there's a lot missing. And that's why y'all always leave holes, you know. And I'm gonna say a little rock now. I'm singing it for you, so you know. If I can get the floor, I'll say something.
Okay.
Here we go. Here we go. This is how it all started. It's not a far way to go, but a way to go. Come on, drift my way, then you know. Cause we've been bred, yes, to die. Preach your heart, the lie, bring your fears why. Nah, I ain't want to do that one. I'm gonna do another one. I saw my dream far away, how to get it, can't say. Swaggered after Sunday, school days, Mr. Please. Deep breathing with the way, will a dull school play, so the mission in a haze. And the chicks that want to stay, Betty Crocker, Betty Cake, Spice Cake, Soul Sage, 1, 2, yeah, break.
That's great.
That one either.
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay.
How you doing? The way you going? Keep it flowing. I'm in on joker, find a muted show. Know what the time and let me know. And I hope the line's got you going, but the fine, I can't hold it. On my mind, you were chosen. It's a scene. Can't be blown. What's your dream? Can I hold it as a dean? I've been going through the pen game poet. A freak of tales are never told. It. And then I go, soon in the clown. The show's finished now. This how we get down. So tell y'all all that. I never lost nothing. So don't fool that. It's like a pharaoh. You know, a lot of historical facts are buried. But if you
yes.
look under the dirt and all the sand and everything and you pull it up, you realize you find out the greatness of the person or the pharaohs that came before you. So I don't
yes,
want you
yes.
ever think that I stopped. I've been writing
no,
me,
I don't,
since
I
my
know
baby
you
was a little baby. I have
yes.
never stopped because I love this.
Stopped.
I don't like this. I love this. Listen, it's like somebody that goes to jail. I'm a lifer. I'm doing this for
okay.
life, you know. So it's just like I was saying something about Muhammad Ali before he passed. I said, you know what? A lot of people think that because he's not in the ring no more, he's not studying the boxers that are out there prominent right now. I bet you he can't move, but I bet you his mind was studying every move and their faults and their good points and everything. It's the same here.
Yes.
I never stopped.
Yes.
So like I said, this is Icewater, formerly of the New William Arm. And you're going to find something else about me, too. I'm changing my name, too. I'll say this. Go to YouTube and look for Icewater, formerly the Nubian Mob. I got quite a few videos there. I got one called This Is How We Blew. It talks about me from my old days from Basie Park days in the same place that 50 used to come, the Lost Boys, RZA, LL, you name it. They used to, we all was out there.
Yeah.
Yes. And just check it out. And like I said, NUBIANMOB at yahoo.com. And this is my girl, Angela Butler. She's showing
yes,
y'all the love. So you show her the love.
Yes,
show
thank
her the
you.
Love, and everything's going to work out fine.
All right. Okay.
Yeah,
hey, you're great. You're great. I've always liked your song for a while. I believe it was released in 1992. I was about 21 then.
Yeah.
So,
and think about this.
Great music.
Think about it.
I'm looking
think
forward to new
it.
Things, to new songs,
oh,
to new rhymes.
There's a lot of good stuff coming out. A lot.
Okay.
Lot.
Yeah,
so,
okay. All right.
So
that's what's to be so that's what people can expect from Icewater.
Yes. And don't be surprised
okay.
if I change my name to Water. Because Water is,
oh, okay.
like my man said, it is swift and changeable, yet remainable. So get
okay.
ready, all right?
All right.
I'm definitely coming with that. And I'm not coming, as my friend said, da-dum-da-dum. No da-dum-da-dum. I mean that's silly stuff.
No,
stuff. That makes sense. You know?
Okay, stuff
far,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. All right.
All right.
And you,
okay.
I know
me.
You got a show, and I love to hold your hand and hold up the time, but I know you got a show. So you
yes,
know what I'm going to
yes,
do?
Yes, yes.
I'm going to do what most people do, exit right, and I'll speak
you
to you later.
You
missed
the exit right now?
If you want me to. If I don't, I won't.
Oh,
you know
no,
that. You know
no. I've got some more questions, at least another 20 minutes. You give it.
Oh,
you can give
thought,
me 30 minutes, can't you?
Yeah, I can do that. I can. I thought you was kicking me to the curb like a dirty shoe.
No, no. No.
I thought you were saying, get out of here. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, but I was going to say, you could, everyone, you can go to YouTube.com. You can find the Nubian Mall for a way to go and subscribe. You also have other songs by the Nubian Mob. Formerly of Nubian Mob. We got
This Is How We Blew. We have Resurrect. That's what me and my friend Ra Sola. Then I have another song, Maybe I'm Falling. That's about the girls with my friend Busy Buzz.
Okay.
So we have some stuff out there.
That's great.
It's just like anything. It's like buying a pair of shoes. You don't want to buy a pair of shoes that don't fit you because your feet are hurt. So it's not that I quit or I don't want to walk in. I just don't want to walk into the wrong situation.
That's right.
As you hear, the talent's still here. That's not the problem.
The talent is still there. Great. He's great, everyone.
Right,
you know he's great. Yeah, he's real talented.
Yep.
Now, you know, I really hope everything works out to where you want it to work out with the contracts and everything with the overseas companies. I can hear your music in the background, too. So you're in New York, right? You're in the state of New York. Am I correct?
Yes, I am. I live in Queens, New York, and that is the home of LL Cool J, Salt-N-Pepa, Lost Boys, the name of a few people that I'm talking about. And a radio host called Ed Lover, he was on Hot 97. Another one is Star and Buck Wild. He lives out here. And, you know, so Queens had a lot of things popping as far as when it comes to talent, you know. Run DMC from out here. Your boy Russell Simmons from out here. Nas is from Queens. All right. So a lot of legendary people are from Queens.
You're right.
You know, we all may be from a different part of Queens, but we all are part of Queens. You know, I was born in the Bronx, up in the Bronx where the people are fresh. But I was adopted as a little kid, so I couldn't tell you too much from that. From there, I moved to Brooklyn as a little kid, and that's like 3 years. Then I came back to – I've been in Queens ever since. I enjoy Queens. Yes, I've made my bones in Queens as far as musically. I may have been taught by people up in the Bronx, but I really got a chance to shine in Queens. Queens has been nothing but love for me, you know. Whether it's good or bad, I've had a great moments in Queens. Great moments, you know.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's all that matters. You're living life to the fullest. It sounds like you're living life to the fullest and still writing song. You remind me of the gentleman from Ready for the World, Mr. Willie Triplett. He said he still writes music. He's still writing, still writing. So, never ends.
It doesn't end. And another thing, a lot of people, and I'd have to say this to anybody that wants to be in the music industry and they become reluctant and they say, man, I can't get a break. You got to realize you are your break. The more you put in yourself, the more we're going to see. The less you put it in, the more you chase things. You can put it like this. The earth can never catch the sun because we're going around each other in a circle. The same thing.
It's
a lot of things you got to do, you know, like me. I look about the same thing I did on that record label, on the picture. I don't look different. I didn't get fat, bloated, nothing. And that takes...
All right.
It takes a lot of work to just keep yourself, sustain yourself from doing dumb stuff that can mess you up. It's like this.
Yes.
Do you want this
or
you want that, you know? And it came to a point that I said, you know, somebody said to me, he said, you know, Ice, you know, you chose this life. And I said, I was like, huh? He said, you chose this. Meaning that if you chose it, you got to treat it like you love it, not like it. And and like I said, I could have sat in and verbated, said many different songs to you just now. You know, with no problem. You know, because... it has to be, you have to be fresh. When your
okay.
when your number's called, you got to be ready to go in the game and contribute. You know,
yes, you do.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you another story. This lady, she produced Melissa Morgan, Fool's Paradise, and Do Me Baby.
She was on
album.
My show a few months ago.
Yeah, that's my
about
girl,
four,
Lizette.
No, about five
Lizette.
Months ago.
Yeah,
oh,
Lizette.
Okay. Oh.
She's cool with me. She said to me one night, she said, yo, man, you got to stay focused on this, and you got to study what the terrain is around you and always be ready because somebody can come up to you and say, let me hear something.
Oh,
and
if
you're not, and if you're going to give an excuse, they don't have time for excuse. You always got to be ready.
Okay.
So as far as me, I write so much that I got brain aneurysms.
All right.
I mean, I write.
Brain aneurysms. Okay.
You know, if you call my house, I'll be up at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes a thought will hit me and I start writing something, a practice.
Okay. So you're still at it. You're still going strong. Let me take 1 minute to say something to the people listening, okay? I just want to put some politics in her mouth. I cannot tell you how to vote, nor am I going to tell you how I'm going to vote. I can only say it's important for everyone that can to vote. It's important because of a lot of different reasons. I just want to say that some of the candidates, I'm not exactly promoting, even though people will disagree. Hillary Clinton on her website, hillaryclinton.com, on her issues and infrastructure, the strong infrastructure she has on her is critical to a strong economy. Now, the infrastructure, I was thinking, I had said some years back when Hurricane Katrina hit because of the breaking of the dams, that could be across the entire United States of America, like in Michigan. I think it was Flint, Michigan, with the water. I think it's all across the United States of America. I think the plumbing throughout the United States and the city, states, and town, even though I have not lived in every city, state, or town, I even visited every city, state, and town, I believe the infrastructure is not good. People here, where I live, and I'm not going to call the name of the place I live, they're having to buy out people, which is public knowledge, because of plumbing.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, I think infrastructure is a great thing. And for her to want to put $275 billion over the next 5 years, if she's elected, is great. And $250 billion go directly to public infrastructure investment, and $25 billion in the National Infrastructure Bank. And she wants to reauthorize the Build America Bonds program to help finance the rebuilding. And that's great to me. That's great. That's something I wish all the people running in these elections would talk about, not just her.
Raising
the minimum wage to $12 an hour. That's great, too. I'm sure a lot of people agree. So, Ice Quarter. Yes. So, it sounds like you're agreeing with me, huh?
Yes, I am, because you know, over in where I live, the irrigation, as far as the plumbing and everything in the streets, they're working on it right now. That means it's kind of shabby. I mean, every summer or every spring, y'all working on the same pipes. That means something, y'all cutting corners, and y'all need to just do it right the first time and get it over with. I know it's more or less, but you got to realize this: the more they work on it, the more money they make. So I understand that part, but at the same time, you have to think about the consumers and the public. You know, when you're doing what you're doing, and that's what my dad told me.
Yes.
He told me that if you're gonna sweep the streets, make sure you sweep every little nook and cranny. You know, because I would do it, and he would look at me like it ain't done. I'd be looking at him like he's crazy. I said, look, it's clean. He said, no, it's not. He said, if you don't do the cracks and crevices and everything clean, you didn't do it. And the same thing with politicians. We have to do the right thing with this. And you know, I'm not Jesse Jackson or Malcolm Farrakhan or nothing like that.
That's right.
I'm just saying, when you do it, just do a good job, because
it's going to reflect on you.
That's all. It's going to reflect on you. I'm not telling you nothing more than what your people told you. You know, step to the podium and do it right. That's all.
Yes, do it right. You know, the people who are running for office are the nominees and the future people who will run for the for president of the United States of America, not just one person. Talk about the infrastructure. Talk about the minimum wage, especially for the infrastructure, because I personally believe, I swear, that it is falling apart here in the United States. Like I said, where I live at, I'm not going to say where it is. Like I said earlier, they're buying people houses out because the plumbing is flooding their houses.
Yeah,
flooding
yes, yes.
it. And instead of letting the insurance pay for it, which I don't know if insurance can legally buy anybody, but I know it can fix things, which maybe they did. But when it happens 10 and 15 times, there's something wrong with the infrastructure of the plumbing within that area.
I believe you. I believe you.
When the toilet's overflowing and things like there's something wrong.
And, you know, and the public, regular people are paying for it. And they may not be able to have the finances to pay for all this plumbing and all this work that is being attacked by city work. But like you said, we have to get the right people in the right positions. Until we have the right people in the right positions, we're going to keep going around in the same toilet bowl.
Yeah,
and, you know,
that's right.
As you swim down the street, you're going to see a big turd going past you.
That's not good. That's not good. Come on now. That could be true, though. That's probably true with sewage.
Yes.
I mean, because I really believe, my opinion is that it's all over the United States of America, infrastructure, especially with the plumbing and some of everything, the bridges probably even too. And I thought something was very wrong, not just with the response of the president back then when Hurricane Katrina hit, but I don't know how well known it was, but Mississippi and Alabama was affected too. So
the dams broke. Mm-hmm. Well, put it like this. Obama did a pretty decent job since he's been in it. No matter how
much he has.
Even though people were kicking mud in his face and all that, like he didn't do anything, you better do your homework and go back to the one that was before them. And you realize that when he left with a lot of money. You know, a lot of money. He got the oil money from across seas and all that stuff. You know, mass destruction and all that. And then you find out there was nothing. So all that was a farce. So, you know, you have to look at it like this.
Please explain that. I don't know what you're talking about. What you mean?
I mean, it was phony. I'm saying that.
What was phony?
He was saying that across seas, my man had these weapons of mass destruction. That was so the army could go over there. They went over there.
Whose army could go over there?
Gaddafi. What's the other guy that just they hung? What's that now? Saddam. Who shot him? Saddam. Whatever.
Who sent him over there?
No. He was already over there, and the army from over here, America, went over there to that land, and they was looking for him. And the big point was that he had weapons of mass destruction. So that was their ploy on, as far as we have to get him because he might blow us up or whatever. So when they went over there, they didn't find anything. They took over his land, his oil fields. He had a lot of oil fields, and took them out, and now they have it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just the same thing that always happened. You know, listen, you got some bubble gum, and I don't have no bubble gum, and you go to the bathroom, I'm going to say that you're the one that fought in the air. While everybody's saying, you fought it, I'm going to take your gun. And that's what happened.
Oh. You know, so there was no weapons of mass destruction.
No, they never found him.
But he had a palace. I mean, maybe that was
yeah. He had a palace. I'm not saying that's the reason to do that.
But maybe it was because of the wealth over there.
That's what it was about. Being rich and wealthy.
Yeah,
I think it was the wealth. So you know, bottom line is, I wasn't there. And from a perspective of a guy in the street, I look at it from what a lot of people around me is looking at it, like, yo.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, this guy didn't have what they said he had, and a lot of comedians are saying that where's the weapons at? They're in a third world country. Where are they going to have all these technologies from?
Okay.
I have to
do my research on that because I had no idea. I didn't even know they weren't over there.
Yeah, remember when they Desert Storm and all that? That's his place over there. He lives in the desert. That's where they went. But like I said, that's a situation for politicians. You know.
Yes.
Get it together for yourself. Because no matter what you say, this is a legacy that you leave for your kids. And you don't want your kids to be looking down the road and say, Dad, Daddy is a piece of garbage. He did anything, you know. You want to
say, I understand that.
And if you teach your kids don't lie and all that, don't be a liar in front of any face. Don't tell them what they want to hear. Tell them the truth. And they'll grow to be better individuals. That's all I can say. You know, on
that's
that
all you can say. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I am not Malcolm Farrakhan. You know, I'm saying Malcolm X and Louis Farrakhan. I'm not Malcolm Farrakhan or Martin Luther. I'm not that. I'm just saying that the same things, the same points that they were saying then is being said now. And
yes,
the people just want to get a fair shake. That's all they want. Fair shake.
That's right.
I'll let you know. Yeah, some people are just messed up. No matter what you do, they're going to be messed up. But there's a percentage that are not messed up, and they want quality of life. So give it to them.
In this country, there's so much money and wealth where you're throwing fast food away in record numbers. I mean,
right.
You know, but yet in some states they are stopping the homeless from sleeping in the parks and alleyways because it's unsightly and they put them in jail. Well, you know, it is what it is. That's the way things are. It shouldn't be that way. In a perfect world, it would not be this way. I just want to say one more thing. Then I'm going to talk to you about New York City and Bin Laden. Since she's there in New York, I got one thing to say. Hillary Clinton is talking about immigration. We know she's not against immigration, and we know Mr. Bernie Sanders is not really either against that. So those are things to look at with the Democrats and the Republicans. We understand the Republicans. They've made the candidate has made things plain, and I'm not saying anything else, but like if you go to CNN.com or Hillary Clinton's website, you'll find things out. And Mr. Bernie Sanders and Mr. Trump. So this every election is important, whether it's a state, local, county, city. It doesn't matter. Every election is important because you vote. You try and vote for people who are going to help the people,
right.
Not just one political party. People. Because, you know, it shouldn't be – what I'm saying is the political party should be about the people's party. The political party should be the people's party. That's all I'm saying. And what she wants to do with immigration, I think, is wonderful. And that's all I got to say. Because to me, I'm going to say this, Ice Water, and then I'm going to go back to you because this is your interview. This is not about politics. But I just want to say everybody is an immigrant here except the Indians.
Right.
That's all I want, because they were here first. Columbus did not discover America, and there is proof of that. a lot of proof. And that's I'm an immigrant. Everybody, my mom's an immigrant. My relatives are immigrants.
Right.
Because my ancestors, the way my ancestors were brought over here. So the only true Americans are the only true people who really belong, own the United States of America, are the Indians.
Right.
And their
own
reservations. And I think that is wrong. That's all I've got to say. So for them to send people back over and say they're going to build, you know, they're not going to let them back over here. They're going to do this and do that. It's to cut down on terrorism. It's to cut down on this and that. That's wrong. That's wrong.
Right.
Because the Indians were here first. Everybody's immigrant. Now, Ice Water, formerly of the Nubian Mob.
Yeah.
Were you in New York, the state of New York, when the planes crashed into the towers.
What were
you doing, and how did you feel?
Well, that day I was working in a what was I doing? I was at a cab stand, and my friend was working at, and I was doing answering calls for him because he went to the store, and me and my other friend was sitting there, and I watched the plane hit the tower. And, you know, the first thing I said to myself, this guy, he must have whacked out because he made a mistake and hit the tower. So I thought it was just a mistake.
Then
I seen the next one. Then I saw the second one. I said, oh, snap. I can't believe that they did what they did. Whoever did it, to take it and hit them two towers. But that wasn't the end of the day. Then they went down and to D.C., and he crashed the plane. And it was a feeling of, oh, snap, we are going to World War III. That's how that day it felt like, oh, snap, this is because, you know, you heard about World War II, but you wasn't around for that. I wasn't. I don't remember none of that. But when this happened, the feeling was that, oh, snap, we're in a world war. I mean, I remember. I mean, it was all over the news. You know, people that worked in the World Trade Center died. And, you know, I'm going to tell you a story. I remember when I was growing up, I had got a temp job to work in the World Trade Center, and I was working in it. I worked in it on the 300th floor. And I remember going up there. I could look down, and it looked like people looked like ants. And what I was doing on there is something called stocks. You know, I was a runner on the floor. I would take some documents to the next part of the floor and deliver. And I'm talking about the same floor, not on the elevator. It was that big. And I remember that. And at that day when it happened, I said, "Dang, man! I'm glad I had a temp job because I would have been down too." But you know,
so you
I'm
weren't
not,
there at the Trade Center. Okay.
I was in Queens, and it was just eerie because everybody had the same feeling, like, oh snap, because you know you sit down and you don't really know what's going to happen next, but you know that your government is going to step to the issue, and you sit down saying, oh snap, it looks like it's going to be a World War III. You know, I remember after that, you had the National Guard. They're in the train stations. They're with the M16s now. Things that weren't before are now. You go down there, they have people standing there. They got their guns and all that. And they check people more and stuff like that. So I'll say security became tighter. Things that you could do before that, you can't do now as far as.
Yes. Yes, even here where I live at, in the airport, that's an hour and a half from here, and the one that's an hour from here, you cannot, when I was growing up, you could go look at the planes taking off. Just walking to the airport and look at the planes taking off, even though if you couldn't afford the plane ticket, you know, you could take your kids and let them watch the planes. You can't do stuff like that anymore, not really. I mean, it's just a lot of freedom and privacy has been taken away.
Yeah. You know, and we as the public are victims for something that we had nothing to do with.
Yes, that's right.
You know, I mean, like they just woke the
Empire State Building, they just opened it up that tourists can go back up there now. After all these years, now they can go back up to Empire State Building, look up there, and, you know, take the view, you know. So I remember they had shut it down for a while since 9/11. It was close. It was close. I think the same thing with Statue of Liberty. They closed it. Now they're getting a little more lax, and they're allowing people to breathe a little. Now, you still see sometimes, you see the people walking around with their M16s sometimes, you know, especially when they have a big function or a big day, like maybe Christmas or New Year's Eve or something like that, or when the president comes to New York or anything, when they're having a conference, they have, yeah, you'll see that, you know. But as far as New York has did a 360. And I'll say one thing, growing up in New York, I remember when we were going trips out of New York. Say we're coming down to Georgia, and the first thing you see when you get on the bridge is the Empire State Building, the World Trade Centers, and you knew that, oh, I'm leaving New York. And when you came back from that trip, those are the first things you would see. And you would say to yourself, I'm back. You know, so now with them gone,
okay,
it's a funny feeling, you know, because, you know, it's like a comic book. You remember before how New York was before, and do you remember how New York is now?
And, yes.
You deal with it, but I have a song that I wrote. I think it was it's called When I Was Teen. I'm talking about how it was when the powers were out there, and I can really remember how they were, you know.
Okay.
Not that I was one to go into the towers all the time, but I remember them from my visual. I remember them, and now that they're not there, now you got the Freedom Tower. It's tall and
okay,
all that, but it's different, you know. I remember when I was in school. In class, I look out the window. I could see the World Trade Center. You could see it. You know, I'm in Queens, and that's Manhattan, but you could see it. They're so tall, you could see them. You know, so it was something that you lived through, and uh-huh, if you have kids, you could tell them about it, because they won't feel it. You could tell them, but they don't feel it. I feel it because I remember it. You know,
because you lived through it.
I was one. Yeah, not saying that I was one of those.
Not actually there at the where the towers were, but you were in the state of New York.
Yes,
Queens.
So
so you really did live through it, whether you did.
Yeah. Right. And it's like, you know, it's an energy, you know, that you feel it. You just felt it. But time went on, and we've advanced. And we have to stop. They caught us slipping. We can't be slipping no more. That's all. Stop slipping.
That's right.
You know, because as guys in the street can say, it can happen to anybody.
Yes.
You know, and that's what we have to do. Now,
all
back
right,
to music.
Yes.
I go back to music with you. Now, I listen to Future. I listen to Drake. I listen to them. And I listen
to
who
would you like to make a CD with? I mean, you coming back out, you never went away, you're not a comeback, you've always been there, you're not making a comeback, so we are not going to call this a comeback for Ice Water, who may be known as Ice in the near future or the far future. So this is not a comeback. He says he never left. He's also
right,
says people know him. And that's a powerful statement. Men, that is a powerful statement. And it's not just it is what it is. That
that's
is.
Right.
So go ahead and talk.
I would love to do a record with Drake. I would love to do a record with Future. Anybody out there that's doing the sing song style that I know I started, I created, I would love to do records with him, because it wouldn't be a type of situation. It'd be a collection of the eras, you know, and it would be more or less of, I would teach them something and they could teach me something, You know?
Yes.
I'll say this. You ever? I don't know if you watch sports, because sometimes I'll be watching documentaries and stuff. And this guy, he was a great quarterback, and he was saying that, you know, I got a whole bunch of new players that can't play for more for damn. You give me some old players that can play, we can win. In the same scenario, you know, I think that sometimes they're afraid. They're afraid of. Damn, this, you know, you got to look at it like this. Put it in your mind, how would you feel walking into somebody that created something that wasn't here? It wasn't here.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it All created right. it. Wouldn't that be a little overwhelming for you?
Yeah, would be.
Let's cut through all the, you're on TV, you got the money. That's garbage. Mono, mono. Would you be afraid? And if you're not afraid, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right.
Because I'm not here to battle. The battling is dead. When it comes to the industry part. If you go on a URL, that's the battlefield. That's when competition, when they rhyme against each other. But as far as doing records, let's do great records together. Fuck good. Let's do great records together. All right? Because what I'm going to bring in is going to be a part of my soul. And you could bring a part of your soul, and we can mesh it and make electrical stimulus, you know, together. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So this shout-out goes to your boy Future. And I'm saying this out of respect. I would love to do something with you. Drake, I would love to do something with you. Because you're up in Canada. And I got people up in Canada, too. I've been to Toronto, Ottawa, Quebec, Montreal. So let's do this, you know.
All right.
And who else I like? Deja Loaf. I love to do something with you too, Deja Loaf. She does that sing song stuff. Johnny Akiel. I love to do a song with you because I think you have the purest voice of the modern singers. I think so. You know, there's certain keys that you hit that people you can hear singers, but it's a key that you hit is like cuts air, and I really love it, and I would love to do a song with you, and there's so many more people, but those are the people that I would love to do with. I like to do something with Beyonce. I love to do something with Jay, and me and Jay started out in Brooklyn.
You did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And he knows you. Okay.
Yeah, I told you. He sampled off my album. He had a record called What the Game Made Me, and it came from the song called Things That Smash. You know, I never got the credit, you know, meaning that we could work together and make it unified and make a beautiful sound. Because if I am the foundation of modern sing song style, as y'all call it, wouldn't it make sense to do a record with me? That's like Rolling Stones doing a record with Muddy Waters. It wouldn't hurt them.
That's right.
It would be great. It'd be great for your catalog.
Yes, just I like have a catalog. They told me it's worth something, but I'm saying, well, can I get a loan on the catalog? And I said, and how does this work? And the person told me. Went off and got married, so there goes that.
Right. Well, I'll say this.
He's talking about 2 and 3 million, and when I told my family, they said, that's not true. We don't believe that. So I said, okay. I said, and they said, you can't have a catalog, you have shows. So I said, okay. So I don't know. Do you know?
Your show is your catalog. Everything that you're doing now, and then before I came in the picture, you're building a catalog. Because it's something that...
I have 1,000 shows, pretty much, because I...
So
you got a catalog,
you know,
too. Yeah. Michael Jackson
so you
got a
realize,
catalog.
Yeah, right. Well,
everybody got a catalog. Okay. What's that man's name? He's a DJ. Not a DJ, but he talks. Howard Stern, he has a catalog then, too, then.
Yes, yes.
Okay, I get it.
Yes.
I get it.
Yeah.
I got it. But I can't get along with this for nothing.
But you will get one because it's something that somebody's watching. You may not know they're watching it. I mean, it's listening to you, listen to your shows that like the topics you're talking about, the things you bring up. And they could be the ones that plug you into something like, yo, listen, we can be your sponsor. So you don't never know. You know?
Well, maybe one day.
Yeah. And always realize this. Most common people think common. So for you to bring something that's out their radar, they're going to look at you like you from planet Nublo. And there's no such thing as a planet Nublo. You know, and I realize it with me when I'm walking around, because I got friends that say stuff that I look at them like they're moronic, meaning that if I'm not right, I didn't buy you that big truck, I didn't, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Oh, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. You chose the life you chose. I chose this life. So it's on my plate for me to make the next move. I can't make it when you want me to make it, because I might make the wrong one. But if I make it at my pace, it's going to work. So all I say to you is that don't allow the drum-dum-dums to tell you stuff that just don't make sense. Because they probably couldn't bake a cake with the ingredients.
You have to learn.
And that's how
you have to learn.
That's how you got. Yeah, they have to realize that they didn't challenge themselves to aspire to do what you're doing. So the only thing they know how to do is give you bad information on how not to make it. We all know how not to make it. I'm looking at you, asshole. But can you tell me how? You know. But can
you
tell me how
else
to make it?
Okay.
And that's how you got to look at it.
Okay.
9 out of 10, okay. Most of them got they be having cured of cancer. But the funny thing is, them motherfuckers get cancer themselves.
Okay.
How
I just
want
to say one thing. Mm-hmm. One thing. Mm-hmm. You are known to me,
right,
for the white suit. The nice-looking, mm-hmm, black man in 1992,
yeah,
who made this song, Far Away to Go, formerly of the Nubian Mob. I swore I like that white suit.
Thank you.
I did.
Thank you.
Okay.
I do too.
All right.
I do too. You know, I just didn't like it that day.
Who came up with the idea for the white suit? You didn't like it for what?
That day, I was pissed that day because I'm standing in grass, and I got shoes on. I got shoes on and a suit, and I had to be up. I think I had to be up for the shoot from like. They came and got me like 5 o'clock in the morning, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and then they took us to the shoot. And you know, when you're doing the shoot and you start on the shoot, you got to be there for every frame because the directors may need you, so you can't go nowhere. And so all day I'm in a suit. And remember, we're not talking like it's winter; it was spring. So that means I'm sweating like a monkey, and everybody else is just sitting on their box, pill boxes or whatever they crates or whatever they sitting on. I'm standing there on a crate because I was short, and they wanted to catch me. Sometimes I'd be on the crate, and I'm sitting there with this new little suit on, sweating. I'm like, gosh, wow, couldn't wait to get home to get out of it because it was form fitting almost. So. But when I look back at the memories, it was great. It was a great ploy. It was something that made me stand out because there was nobody to this day that was wearing that. So, plus, my sound was different. So I respect that move. That was a great move by my manager. You know, that's all I can say. Shout out to you, Kedar Massenburg. You may think I hate you. I don't, because...
Okay. Hello. Hello. Have we lost you? Yeah, looks like we've lost him. I can't hear him anymore. Okay. You've been listening to Ice Water. I don't know why I can no longer hear him. I see his mic is still on. So I know it's still recording me, but I do not see him. So I don't know what's going on. Icewater, if you're listening, maybe you could hang up and call back in because I cannot hear anything for the last 30 to 45 seconds. So maybe if you call back in, or maybe you accidentally push the mute button. But everyone, Icewater said, don't call. I'm telling you, don't call him a comeback. Do not call him a comeback because he's saying he never left. He's still writing. He's still writing music. So it's not a comeback. It's just he's doing something now. It's going to be more public. All right, let's see if I can hear him. He's doing something that's going to be more public. So this is not a comeback. Hold on. See if I can. Icewater? Icewater, are you there? Have your mic on. Hold on. Hi, are you there?
Icewater? I'm here. Hello?
Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. I couldn't hear you.
I don't know. It must have been an alien. I don't know. He was flying over.
Yes.
It's flying over. But I'm telling you, that, like you said, come back. Come back. How can you come back to something that you never left? People got to realize.
Right.
It's just like,
that's what I'm saying.
Just because you didn't see me in a magazine don't mean I left. Maybe I'm smart enough to realize that. And a lot of artists are not. Sometimes, man, you can get fool's gold. You know, you swear it's gold, and you sign that contract, and next thing you know, you're working like you Chicken Bob, Chicken George, you know, on Roots. So you have to be careful on your contracts. Why do you think these basketball players or whatever be holding out? Because they have to realize that this is going to feed their family and themselves for years. So they have to be smart on the move they're going to make. That don't mean that they don't want to play. They just got to be smart. So
they don't want
to chip. Them.
What's it called? They don't want to be a chump. Chip chump. Isn't that what Mr. Muhammad Ali said when he was living? He's the greatest
right.
All that. And chumps, he used to use the word chump. Chump.
Right.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali. Yeah, Mr. Ali. Yeah. He was originally known as, say it for me, Cassius Clay.
Cassius Clay.
Yeah.
You know, so bottom line is, he was great. You always realize that, you know, when you to win a war, you got to make strategic moves. You cannot just jump out in the middle of the field and get your head blown off. And the same thing with this. I'm not going to mess this one up. Because when I say I'm supremely good and I ain't playing, you know, like some people bragging, nah. You heard what I just did here? I was doing it. I got a cut I would have did it, but I didn't want to do it because the idea, you got too many idea stealers out there. I got this idea because I'm writing so much. I'm going to do this cut that's kind of abstract, but it's like, wow. That'll let you know that he's real, you know. Like I said, I'm sitting here right now. I got boxes of lyrics, boxes of songs. Like people have boxes of cookies. I got boxes. So it's not that I don't desire to have this or this and that. Everybody has desires, but you got to refrain yourself so you can make the what Biggie said. Every move, no, Tupac said every move is a calculated step. Everything you're doing with a talent. It's a calculated step. Whether you're a plumber, whether you're a fucking mathematician, it doesn't matter. It's all talents. And you have to this is something creation gave you. So you have to do the right thing with it. Because remember, creation's got my back. So I'm not worried about not getting back out there. Because guess what, homie? Think about this. If that was the case, I would have never got the blessing. From the get-go.
That's right.
So I never,
yes, the blessings. You made it at a young age. You did. You did in the early 90s to mid 90s to I believe the late 90s what people, like, let's say me, for example. I'm in my 40s, and, you know, I would love to have made it at your age. You know, the people I see that are making it at a young age are blessed. Some people might say, no, they're too young. They need to be older so they don't fall into the traps and things. But I'm looking at it from a different point of view. I'm looking, well, there are people 50 and 60 years old who are still trying to make it. And these young people have made it at 18, 21, 25, 30, 33, 35. And you are one of, you did that. You made it. You had already been on BET. You'd already been on MTV. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You'd already been on the major companies for music.
Right.
Yeah, and videos. And you're on YouTube now.
Yeah, all I can say to all the listeners out there, don't allow anybody to deter you from what your soul is telling you. Because in your soul, let me tell you something, in your soul, when you go to bed in your room, it talks to you. You can hear it more than anything that you heard all day. You could have been around the funniest persons all day, and you could have been joking and had a great time. But when you go into that little room, your room, you're going to hear it. And that's what you have to listen to. Don't listen to morons down the block. They can give you advice. But they, you know, a lot of these people, the advice that they give you is advice that they really want to take for themselves. So, stay up. And stay focused on what creation gave you.
Yes.
Freak all that other noise pollution. Forget that noise pollution.
Okay, so I have one more. I've got about 3 more minutes left to this show, so I just have a question. Did you know Prince? And I know in the last show you said you knew Mr. Malcolm X.
Right. His wife
and daughter. Yeah.
Yes.
Did you know Prince or Mr. Muhammad Ali?
I didn't get a chance to meet them. I did not, because at the point when I was on Warner Brothers, it's just like you ever hear these things about a good player. It says I played against Jordan, but he said, you know what? I couldn't really focus on him because I had to win the game. The same scenario. It's not that I didn't want to meet certain people. Certain people, I couldn't do it because at that point, I was still trying to build from the ground up. Now it was different because now I can sit back a little because now my little reputation, it speaks for itself. I don't have to warrant trying to make you see who I am. Yeah, or you listen to this because at that time, I was, before I got the record label, I was running around chasing executives and people that had record company labels on their jackets or whatever. So it was more or less I was trying to get in. Now that I'm in, I don't have to do that no more. And then sometimes I smack myself and say, Ice, you're not the same person as you was before then, because now you don't have to run in there like that. Now it's more or less they want to see what you can do, and your biggest competition is far away to go. It's not nothing around you. That's the biggest competition. And I'm going
to
say a little while.
You've got to, I guess the words I'm trying to find the right words. You've got to, your competition is yourself. You've got to outdo yourself.
That's right.
You've got to outdo your own self.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's
you
your
know,
competition.
So,
you.
Like I told you in the last show, one of the great producers in Damon is Just Blaze. I don't know if you know, you can look him up. He produced a lot of stars, you know, and for him to say to me that Far Away to Go is one of his all time favorite records, that blew me away because it's like, wow, when I did it, I didn't do it. I did it like a kid does stuff. You give a kid a piece of paper and some crayons, they don't know how it's going to come out. They just do it. And then when they finish, you pick it up and say, wow, this is real good. And that's how I did Far Away to Go. I did it like I was in my room as a little kid. I wasn't worried about what was out there. I was just enjoying the moment, enjoying it. And that's what a lot of y'all got to realize to do. Enjoy the moment when you're doing whatever you do. Because once you enjoy the moment on what you're doing, we'll see, the people will see that it shines. It's going to shine. It's going to shine, you know?
Yes.
You know, so don't fool yourself and believe that you a bird when you're really fucking hog. You know,
okay.
Be who
all
you
right.
are. That's what I'm saying. Just be who,
you,
who are.
You are. Be who you are. That's right. So when I used to, in the beginning, the first 3 years when I was doing this show, I had a favorite saying, you're a triple threat. So you're a writer.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
obvious you're an actor. And
right.
you're
okay.
a rhymist. So you're a triple threat.
Yeah.
You call it a triple threat. That means you got three well-known talents. You probably got 15 or 20 others or 50 others, but you're most well-known for those three. So you're a triple threat, and you're one of those people who have the luxury of being able to make money off what you love to do. And that's a blessing. That's a blessing.
And
the sampling to me is a compliment. When they sample your music, that to me that's a compliment. But yeah, it would be great if Jay-Z, you know, would, you know, work with you, you know, because you guys knew each other back in the day, you know, you started that together, you know, so I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, you know, it's like this. One thing on my album, you know, how you have a lot of shout outs to all the people that helped you. I had so many people that I was thanking. My manager said, you can't, gotta stop. You can't put all these people. I had so many. I always look at it like this. I'm going to look good if I mention you because you're the one that started me. So you're going to look good and I'm not going to look bad. Like some people are scared to say, well, I got this from this person. You asshole. Don't you know how good it looks makes you look?
Yes.
It's like Bruce Lee and Ip Man. That's like Bruce Lee never saying Ip Man. That was his teacher. It made Ip Man look good, but it made Bruce Lee look good because of who he was associated with. The same thing with this, man. That's what I'm saying to you people. I can give you more light than you got because I got fans around the world that would love a coalition of me and you. And I'll shout that out to... Let me give a shout out before you do that. Count Base D, and I know you from down south. We need to get connected because you told me the story that you heard, saw my video, and it blew you away. And I'm the reason why you're in the professional field now. So we need to do something together. I'm not putting you on blast. I'm putting you on truth. Let's work together.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So, with 3 minutes past time, I really wish I could go on because it's a great interview. So,
right.
Basically, I just have one more question. You've pretty much seen the world, right?
Say it again?
You've seen a lot of the world. You've been around the world.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
That's wonderful. That's great. So, I just got one more question. If you could speak to, let's say, someone that was just getting started and trying to go where you've already been and where you are continuing to go, because you say you have a meeting with a record politics, you say a meeting with a record label sometime this weekend, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, what advice would you give a person that's starting out about contracts?
All right. When you read the contract, it's like when you was in school and you took a test. Say you took a test and your teacher gave you something, homework, and you read it. You say, oh, I only got three questions. But the questions I have are A, B, C, and D. The same thing with the contract. You got A, B, C, D. You know, so it's smart for you to have somebody that's on your side and is it has your best benefit as far as a lawyer, because some lawyers are in there for some other strange crazy stuff. They want to be superstars too, so you have to be careful. You see how these players, basketball players or whatever, they fire their agents and stuff like that and get a new one. Same scenario. You have to have the right agent. You have to have the right thing on team so you can win the championship. Bottom line. And it's not that hard, so don't stress and start saying, no. You're going to get it. It'll happen. You know, you just stay focused on your talent, and everything else is going to fall in place. But if you chase the money, guess what? Yo, money has no age, and money has no heart. So don't chase the money. The money chases you. Don't chase money. All right? And that's what you do. And like I said, it was a far way to go. That's what it was. It was in the song, I basically told myself, and the funny thing about songs before you go, is that
he has more than just that song too. I just want you all to know that even though he's formerly of the Newbie Man, they have other songs, and there have been a lot of people who sampled. There have not a lot, but some people who that I can't say it's a lot because I only know what I see, what I see on paper and stuff like that.
Right.
But that they have more than Four Way to Go. But the reason I keep playing Four Way to Go because I like. I like the video and I like the music, and I remember seeing him in Word Up magazine.
Right,
it was
I'm gonna tell you something.
Urban City Teeny Bop magazine, and I love that magazine. I used to buy it every month, and a couple of more that I can't think of the names. I don't know what happened to those magazines either, but I wish they bring them back.
because we didn't.
We didn't have cable in the 80s. My family didn't. So I had to go to somebody else's house to watch it. So that's all I got to say. Word Up was a great thing.
It was a Black Beat magazine. Remember Black Beat magazine?
Yeah.
It was Teen magazine.
Yeah.
It was Right On and Word Up.
Right On.
That's it.
Right On and Word. That's them.
Yeah.
That what was the other one? There was another one. What was the other one?
Yeah. Black Beat. You had
Black Beat, Word Up, Right On. Yeah, those three.
I'll buy them every month.
Yeah, I didn't have sense enough to get a subscription, but I'd go to the grocery store and I'd buy like five or six copies, well, two of each, just in case one got tore up. And they had these posters in them. And I had these posters all on my wall. Every inch of the wall in my bedroom had posters. My baby sister and I shared a bedroom, and she said, "Well, can I put my stuff?" Because I'm like almost 6 years older than her, and I was a bully. I was a bully for my sister, and I said, "You can't put anything on the wall. This is all mine." She used to cry. I was a bully.
And I'm gonna tell you that
I wouldn't try to bully her today, cause she's in with the police and stuff. The police. I wouldn't do that now. I bet you I wouldn't try to bully her around.
Right.
But go ahead and talk.
Those magazines, like you, I remember going to the. Supermarket, I'm online, and I would see myself in the magazines. That was one of the craziest feelings. I'm sitting up there, and I'd be in Word Up magazine, I'd be in Right On magazine, I'd be in Source magazine, I'd be in all these magazines. I'm like, wow. So on the other side, I say it was a weird feeling, because if you're a person that, you know, you're not a exhibitionist, and you know, I like talking. I can talk. You know, like I'm a fun person. I'm out as far, but as far as being a egotistical person, I'm really not, you know, but that's what it was. And like I said to you,
you don't seem like a cruel person either. You're not a perfect person, but you don't seem, you don't seem mean spirited.
Put it like this. I crack jokes all day, every day. I'm still that same. I'm still that little kid that was in my room, like I told you before, playing the Pinocchio player. Same person. And when I create, and I'll tell this to all the guys out there, all the people out there, when I create, I go back to that little kid. And I share myself with that little kid. And we sit there and we try to put together another model or something. And that's how I create. And that's the same thing. You can don't ever, ever, ever let that go for no money. You stupid. Because once you got the money, you get let this go. Guess what? You can't create no more. But if you keep this, trust me, you can always create. That's why I'm always on tune. I'm always in tune. There's no, I never fell out. I don't fall out of tune. Like I said, when Lizette, when you was telling me, she taught me the cadence of, she said, yeah, you got the cadence and that went on with the studio. Because she produced stuff for Jay-Z and the Black Album and stuff like that. She said stuff like that for her. She had gold plaques on the wall, platinum on the wall. And she moved somewhere down south. I don't know, somewhere down there. But she told me that stuff. So I'm telling you, and like people come to me and they're sent by God to tell me certain things to keep me on point. I'm here to tell you to keep on point. Don't never let your soul, don't sell your soul, don't sell that essence for nothing. Nothing. I don't care how much you think that, oh, that car, that whip is it. Don't, no. Because guess what? That car can be expired in a while if you chase it. Now you chase something that is dated.
Cars.
Yeah, you're dated. So stay on this. Because this will always get that. That can never get this.
And also,
and you'll be good.
About vehicles, you know, they pretty much expire by a week or two when you drive it off the lot.
They depreciate.
They depreciate. Okay. Yeah. So, all right. I'm going to have to end this show. I will be sending this to you. And thank you, Ice Water.
Remember, it's Nubian Mob at yahoo.com or Ice Water, formerly of Nubian Mob at yahoo.com. And if you want to see pictures of me, go to Google's and put in Nubian Mob pictures, photos, and you see pictures of me. So, you know, everything's good, and me and my girl, we're gonna ride it out like a cowboy all the way west. Right?
Okay, and people, he's not bragging. He's just confident and telling the truth. And this is a talented man. Okay, so we're going to end the show. Thank you for being on Show Talk with Angela Butler, Ice Water.
Thank you, too.
All right. All right, everyone, that's the Nubian Mob for a way to go. And like he was saying, he's formerly of Nubian Mob, so check him out. He told you where to go, how to contact him, his Yahoo email address. Those of you who didn't get it the first time, go back and listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Everyone, have a good day, a good night, and be safe.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.